Welcome back into the Huskers Radio Network podcast. We've got another newcomer episode for you as we introduce you to the new faces of Husker athletics over the summer. And today, a name Husker fans are very, very familiar with, Nebraska native Britt Prince. Britt, thanks so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
Well, you're all moved into the dorm. How was that? How was it getting moved in? I know you guys are living all together, the freshmen, but how was moving in and getting settled in?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good to get here, get to meet everyone again, and get all settled in our room. It's really nice.
You obviously know the team really well, and you've gotten to know, I know, your fellow freshmen, but how special was it for you guys when you pull up and the team's there, the coaches are there to greet you as you move in?
Yeah, really special. I mean, that's just what they're about, good team culture and all that kind of stuff like that. So, yeah, it was good to see them, and they helped us move all our stuff in, and then kind of got out of the way, kind of let us get settled in, so it was good.
Okay, who would be the number one teammate that you would hire as a mover to help you move?
Well, honestly, I got there, and then Coach Mays took me to the desk to get my key, and by the time I came back out to my car, all my stuff was already in there, so I was like, okay, I, didn't have to move anything.
Wow, that's great. You got the good end of the deal on that deal.
Yeah.
So you didn't even have time to even evaluate their moving skills.
No. Nope.
That's awesome. So you, obviously, people around here know you very well, followed your high school career. Take me through your recruiting process, because I know it was probably stressful at times for you, just how you managed all of that, really, from when you first started getting offers when you were an eighth grader to when you made your decision to come to Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really long process, but just kind of like taking it day by day, and my mom helped me with that a lot. I mean, like, before they could call me directly, like, they would go through my mom because she was my coach, so that made it a little bit easier, and just kind of like balancing out like the phone calls and then like your own life. And then I think once I made my decision, like, there was kind of a weight lifted off my shoulders, and like really excited and happy with my decision, so yeah.
What advice, or what kind of, I guess, yeah, advice would you give maybe some younger student athletes that might go through the process of how to handle it? I mean, and how to manage all the things that go into it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say just make sure you have a balance between when you're talking to coaches and you need time for yourself, and like the coaches understand, like if you say, I'm going to take like a couple days off and I'm not going to talk to any coaches or something like that, like, just focusing on yourself, too, is good.
Yeah, take the time you need, for sure. So you ended up landing on and committing to Nebraska. You had offers from everywhere, so many offers. Why did ultimately Nebraska feel like you wanted to stay here and play at home?
Yeah, well, I always grew up a Husker fan, and, you know, just being close by and close, like, it's always nice, like, if your family can come watch you and all that kind of stuff. And then just, like, the girls are awesome, and the culture and the coaches. Like, I have a good relationship with them, and all that kind of stuff played into it.
Who was your all-time favorite Husker? Who was your favorite Husker growing up?
I mean, I watched a lot of them. I mean, maybe I like to watch Taylor Kissinger. He's a really good three-point shooter, stuff like that. And obviously, like, Jazz, really good, and all of them.
So being a Nebraska kid, watching, you know, what Alexis and Allison Widener and even somebody like Jordy Ball, what was that like for you in your perspective, and just seeing those Nebraska kids stay home and want to play here?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, like, especially, like, Lex and Allison, like, I've talked to them about that, too. Like, they just say it's like really special being able to play for your home state and stuff like that. So yeah,
you have known Coach Williams a long time. I think you played with Kennedy, right?
Yeah.
Growing up, how important was that relationship to you when you are getting all these calls from coaches across the country, to have that background already with Coach Williams, and that trust, I'm sure was a big factor?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, like you said, I've known her for a really long time, and just like, yeah, that trust factor, like, I know when she's saying something, like, she's being real to me, and I can trust her, and, like, I really trust her, and I think that was, yeah, a big thing, too.
So give us a scouting report on Kennedy, and I'm going to ask her the same thing. Since you guys play together, you're familiar with each other, what does she bring to the court?
a lot of things. I mean, she's a really good defender, good three-point shooter, but she can also blow by you with her quickness. She's really quick. Yeah, I would say she was Osgarden, like, the best player on the other team, stuff like that. So, yeah, just really, like, gritty. You'll dive on the floor for balls and stuff like that. But, yeah, just good overall player.
That's great. For you and your game, and just, again, I'm sure that was a big part of it, too. It wasn't just staying home. But what is it about this program and how they play their style that you feel like your game will translate for what Husker basketball is?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've got, like, inside-out game, both skilled guards, good posts. I mean, like to run in transition, different people handle the ball, stuff like that. Got shooters like to shoot threes, stuff like that. So, I mean, I think all those things would work well with my game.
So when you guys just started practice recently, you're not completely dive in yet. I know I started workouts, but what was it like? You've been recruited, you've seen that gym, but to be here and to actually officially be a Husker, how was that the first time?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's our third day of workouts, so it's been really fun. It's been, like, really good energy in the gym and stuff like that, but yeah.
You talked about your mom and how much she helped you through your recruiting process, obviously your high school coach. What were some of the early things that she instilled in you that allowed you to become the player that you became?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things. She coached me ever since I started dribbling a ball in my basement and stuff like that. We would always work on ball handling a lot specifically and getting the right form when we were shooting when I was younger. So just, like, yeah, getting, like, perfecting my skills and stuff like that. And, I wasn't even able to shoot threes until I got into middle school, just because, like, my mom saw all these people, like, checking up threes when they're younger and just, like, they're not strong enough yet and they don't have the right form and stuff like that. So, yeah, just kind of mostly with skills, like, teaching me a lot of skills like that.
You don't become the basketball player that you became without lots of work. And so what drove you when you were younger to continue to get better year in and year out?
I think I just fell in love with the game. I mean, my mom was always coaching, so I was always around it, like going to her practices and stuff like that. And, when I was really young, like I just loved whatever sport I was playing at the moment. And then probably like once I got in middle school, I really started to love basketball like the most. So, I just kind of fell in love with it.
You guys won 4 state titles there, at Elkhorn North. How hard was that? What was that like chasing that year in and year out?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first year, like, brand new school, no seniors, like, not a lot of people believed in us besides us. And so we just had to work hard and work together. And then after that, it was kind of like we always had a target on our back and everyone was trying to, like, be the ones to beat us and stuff like that. And so we just had to know that we had to bring it every night and always be prepared and ready to go. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I think if you turn on and watch your film or watch you play live, even my dad drove up, and when he's from Oklahoma, and he drove up to watch you play, and the first thing you notice is just your vision and your ability to get your teammates involved. How much do you love doing that and being able to pass the ball around and get other people involved?
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I love being able to make a good pass and see someone else score. Like, that makes me happy inside, like, as happy as it makes you score even more, you know. So, yeah, I like getting my teammates involved, and yeah.
So you just recently had a camp, and you had a lot of campers there. You've been coached your whole life by your mom. How much did you enjoy doing the coaching this time around?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of girls there excited to learn some stuff, and it was good. Mostly all the stuff that my mom taught me is what I used at the camp to teach them. So it was a lot of fun.
Are you a yeller?
No, I'm not.
just that part of it and being able to be an example. And we've seen, if you come to a Nebraska women's basketball game, they come back out and they sign autographs for however long, and just interacting with the young girls in the state. How important is that for you now to continue to be that role model and set that example for young basketball players, young athletes across the state?
Yeah, for sure. That's really important. I mean, that kind of stuff happened in high school, too. So it's just like, continuing to be a positive influence and like a good role model to those little kids is really important.
What does that mean to you that all these little girls look up to you?
It's super cool. I mean, like, I looked up to those people like they do. So, I mean, it's super cool that if someone's looking up to me, like, I need to be there and, like, smile and have a good conversation with them and stuff like that. And just, it's super special.
So when you make the commitment, and again, there are a lot of Husker fans paying pretty close attention, what was the reaction like when you put the post out and you make it official that you're going to be a Husker?
Yeah, just a lot of texts congratulating me, like a lot of my like friends and stuff happy to see that I'm staying close, and like all my mom's friends and dad's friends and stuff like that just really excited and happy for me. And a lot of them wanted me to go here, too. So it's just, really special.
Did you have to turn off mentions on your social media? I mean, it was like you were trending. It was all over my social media.
Yeah, I just didn't really go on my phone for that long. Yeah.
So, you know, for someone like you that's you have built yourself into being a top recruit in the entire country, and expectations come along with that, right? And I always like to get the perspective of athletes, whatever sport it might be. How do you manage the expectations that come along with that and just, you know, people expecting so much from you?
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta, like, believe in yourself and know that you've put the work in. And, you know, you're not gonna have a good game every night. And, I mean, some people expect you to, but that's not gonna happen. But just having, like, teammates there and coaches and parents and friends, whatever, just to support you. And you just have to believe in yourself and know that you put in the work to be there. So.
Okay, so what goes into the summer for you? What are you looking to do to, you know, make sure that you're taken care of, to make sure that you can come in and contribute right away for this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first couple of days have been good. I mean, just continuing to get to know my teammates better, from that bond off the court, that'll help us on the court, and then getting to know all the plays and offenses and defense and stuff like that, just like familiarizing myself with that, studying it, getting in the gym extra, getting extra shots, all that kind of stuff.
You know, for a lot of freshmen, the biggest adjustment is that defensive part of it. Yeah. How are you approaching that to make sure that you're also contributing on the defensive end as well?
Yeah, for sure. That's really important. And we just kind of like we're learning like the defense today to begin with. And it's a little bit different than like what I'm used to at high school. So just going to have to make sure that I like study that and I'm doing the right thing. And defense is really important if you want to be on the court. So
what's been your perspective of just the chemistry that's already in place with a lot of players that are coming back and what's already been established with the culture here and being a part of that?
Yeah, it's super cool to see like everyone loves each other. Like you could see like Jazz was shooting here the other day and just like all them being able to see her and then just like talk and laugh and like they're gonna miss her so much. And like you can just tell like the bond they have off the court and on the court is really special and they really play for each other. So it's super cool to see.
How cool has it been for you to see all the interest and the hype with the WNBA and women's basketball right now?
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, like, I was talking to a guy yesterday and he was like, I got like season tickets and stuff like that. And he's like, there's just so many more people watching like the women's games now. And I'm like, I know, like, I don't know, a couple years ago, people wouldn't be talking about like women's college basketball or WNBA as much as they are now. So it's super cool and really exciting.
Great time to be a part of it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of that, I mean, have you thought about, and I know it'll be here before you know it, but just your first time, you've played in PBA, you've won state titles there, but in that Nebraska uniform, and how excited are you to run out there in front of Husker Nation?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, that'll be a really special moment. I can't wait.
All right, Britt Prince, appreciate your time. Great stuff. And thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Again, this has been the Huskers Radio Network podcast, our newcomer series, and our getting to know our women's basketball newcomers are brought to you by Emeritus. Emeritus is proud to power this podcast and all of Husker women's sports. Thanks for watching and listening. Make sure you subscribe and like wherever you listen to never miss an episode right here on the Huskers Radio Network podcast.